Hello, my name is Nick Stanton, and I serve as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York, and I hope that you're having a wonderful day, and I'm so glad that I get to be your pastor for the day. Today, we're going to be talking about the book of Romans. This letter was written by Paul to the Christian church in Rome, and his heart was to visit them, but he was not able to, and God was telling him to wait, so he began to write them this letter in the meantime. Early on in the letter, Paul talks about how eager he is to come and teach the gospel among them. And this is where we're going to find our passage this morning. In Romans chapter 1, verse 15 through 17, it says, "That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am unashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile." Today, I want to focus in on the words, "For I am unashamed of the gospel." There is seldom a phrase that strikes fear and inspiration to people. For some, when Paul says this, there is a trepidation within them. Yet for others, it's a battle cry to follow, that they're going to charge after Paul as he says these words, "I am unashamed," and they will follow as if an army following a leader, that they are unashamed of the gospel. Yet to still others, this is terrifying, especially in the culture that we live in, a culture that is fine with you believing whatever you want, but don't you dare tell anyone else about it. You can talk about anything at all besides religion. So really anything besides what matters, truly. And should we speak about the gospel, that sin is a thing that all humans have, that the wages of sin is death, that Jesus came to provide a way, and that this message is the only way to salvation, that Jesus is the only way, and that this message of salvation is for everyone. If we hold fast to that in an unashamed way, we are looked down upon by our world and our culture. But that is the truth we are called to live unashamed of. But we could stay silent. We could not share our faith. Or we could do what the culture wants us to do and live out our faith in silent desperation within the walls of our church, hidden from view and never proclaiming the truth. But if we chose to do that, it would be like us walking past someone that is hanging on the side of a skyscraper by their fingernails and leaving them to their fate simply because they say they are comfortable that way. We are unashamed of the gospel for this reason, because it is the hope for all mankind, not because we are arrogant or boastful, but we are unashamed because this is the only way for the human soul to be saved. This is the only hope that we have in an afterlife spent with our Creator who loves us. So just in the same way that a doctor is unashamed as they present the treatment or cure to a life-threatening ailment, that is how we need to view the gospel, that we are not ashamed. And when we come to this place, when we come to the fact that we are not ashamed of the gospel, and we realize that it is the only hope for humanity, it gives us a boldness to share our faith. I am unashamed of the gospel because it is the light for all mankind. So God, as we get ready to close today, would you give us a boldness to proclaim your word, to proclaim your gospel, because we are unashamed of it, God. Would you help us to live out a life that declares we are unashamed of your truth and your gospel? And would you give us opportunity to share it with the people that you love? In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, this has been Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless.